A small group of Sackville citizens took to the streets in front of Sackville Town Hall yesterday for a second day of protest over the amalgamation process as it's being rolled out in the region. Longtime Sackville resident Sandy Burnett was one of 14 people gathered and told CHMA why he decided to come out.
This gathering today is a sort of an interesting thing, given that reorganization may or may not be a good thing. I think that remains to be seen. But the assumption that you can simply assign somebody who's away from the community to come in and say, all right, here's how we're going to reorganize you, is entirely contrary to any kind of community participation that I've ever heard of. Essentially that's why I'm out here joining this protest.
Protest organizer Carol Cook has requested meetings with provincially appointed facilitator Chad Peters, as well as Sackville Advisory Committee representatives Mayor Sean Michaud and Deputy Mayor Andrew Black. Peters told Cook by email that he was simply a contractor and she should direct her inquiries to the Department of Local Government. Michaud directed Cook to information about decisions that is published on the Town of Sackville's website. Minister Daniel Alain responded to protests in an emailed statement to CHMA News, saying, "While I can appreciate that some people have concerns, the way to get through the details is to follow the process, and the committee is doing its work. Once there are decisions to communicate, they will be, and in the meantime, council representatives continue to be encouraged to share information with their councils and the public, just as the LSD reps are doing for their committees and residents." The appointed advisory committee will meet today to finalize the electoral system for a new Entity 40 Council, which will take over control of Sackville, Dorchester, and surrounding areas in January 2023.